from the 832-281-713, better known as H-Town, Houston, Texas. You already know what it is. For the culture, for the conversation, you know why we're here. It's the remix. And as always, it's me, it's the D-R-E. And I'm joined by these illustrious co-hosts. T2, say what's up to the people.
What's up to the people?
So melodious. W-Y-N-N. Say what's up to our family and friends.
Yo.
Listen, on today's show, listen, we got to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse. We got to talk about the fact they found him not guilty. This was the biggest bunch of baloney and bullshit ever since Barney Fife and RFK.
You say Barney Fife.
Shout out to Fresh Prince. And the first Unveil. All right. So we got to talk about that. This week is Thanksgiving week. And so, you know, we're going to have some of that delicious Thanksgiving food. So y'all prepare yourselves for that. Some of y'all been on your diet. You about to break all that. That's all going down the drain.
It's already broken.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wrap.
It's been down the drain already.
Work out this week.
It's over. Listen, we definitely got to talk about that. Now, T2 always sends some interesting just articles just through our group text. She sent one, and this was very interesting, and I just gotta read this so y'all can really understand this. Ike Turner's 13th wife claims he abused her, and she says she understood why. Listen, I stopped at 13th. There's so much to unpack with that. Listen,
13 wives.
13.
You know, when you say 13 wives, you know all I can hear. Why she here?
And it's all right here on the remix. Keep it locked. We are back. You are still here, and so are we. I promise I don't have COVID. My sinuses is right. I'm sorry. Apologize.
If I get the cooties, I tell you.
Shut up.
We're gonna beat the hell out of
him.
We're gonna jump him.
Thank you for following the journey and all the foolishness on Spotify. That is where you'll find us exclusively on Spotify. Make sure that you check out our sponsor, Roe Financial Services. It is a holistic approach to your wealth building possibilities. Make sure that you check them out online, ROLFEfinancialservices.com. Make sure that you follow us on all social media platforms. We out here in these social media streets. And as always, we are recording at the Creative Mind Studios. Shout out right here in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, that's my line.
Stolen.
It's taken. So listen, this is Thanksgiving week. I am already excited. This is fat people holiday. Disagree.
You name it.
Listen, it's about to go down.
It's already about to go down.
Some of y'all getting ready to get dressed to go sit in the living room.
Who got a pie?
Man.
Who got a pie?
So my mom, she started cooking last week.
I'm going by and visit mom.
How much food is she making?
She starts with her desserts, and then so she's almost done with her desserts, and then she's gonna start doing all the main things like greens, beans, tomatoes, potatoes.
Shout out to Shirley.
Your name?
And my mom's name is Shirley. Actually.
Really,
Miss Shirley? You didn't send no pies or nothing to the Remix Podcast. I'm not understanding what's going on.
Barbara, this is Shirley.
Now listen, whether you be cool or come out back,
I guess I'll bring back some. I guess I'll bring back some.
Listen,
thank you so kindly.
So I got to tell you, it's all kind of, there are so many cultural differences as it relates to Thanksgiving, because it depends on where you go to, whose family you or whose house you go to eat at. And that particular family will determine what kind of Thanksgiving you're going to have. Now, let me ask y'all a question. What is the most creative way you have thrown away some food that was nasty as hell?
Oh my gosh. But you know
what?
You're
talking specifically for Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, specifically for Thanksgiving. Because, you know, because listen, somebody going to cook something.
That ain't going to quite be right.
It ain't going to be right.
So
the potato salad ain't going to be quite potato salad-y. I just
ain't no paprika.
What I do, like, I tasted this awful dessert the other day at an office potluck. And what I did was I took a bite, and I was shocked, you know, in my face. I'm pretty sure it looked shocked at the same time. But I chewed it, even though I thought it was disgusting, and I swallowed that piece. But what I did after that, I just, you know, had conversation. And politely put my napkin over it as if I was done, and then I politely threw it away in the trash.
So you put the napkin over the part that you didn't eat?
Yeah.
So it's the blanket move.
Yes.
You did the blanket move on.
Yeah, because technically in restaurant world, that's how you indicate to your waiter that you're done. So I was just done.
You was finished.
I was finished.
What kind of food? What was it?
I don't know what the hell that was.
Was it a casserole?
I'm not gonna say
what the hell it was.
Actually took a fork and put something in your mouth and you don't know what it was.
I thought it was cheesecake because it had strawberry. No, seriously, look. I thought it was cheesecake because it was out on the spread and it had the little strawberries on it. And I was like, oh, okay, this is cheesecake. But when I cut into it with the little thing, I was like, okay, this does not feel like cheesecake. But
the texture was off.
Yeah, the texture was off. So I was just like, well, maybe this is a different type of dessert.
It was cranberry sauce.
No big deal. No, it wasn't. It was like white with some red.
It had been fermented.
Strawberry. All I gotta say is, I didn't like it.
Sauce.
And whoever brought that was trifling.
Wait a minute, this not Cherry Jubilee.
It was awful.
Oh my God.
It was bad.
Oh.
It tasted like spoiled milk.
It was buttermilk pie.
It didn't. No.
It curdled.
I've had buttermilk pie.
I have too. And all of it is usually good.
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever that was, I don't know what the hell that
was. See, that's why I just never ate at the office.
I go get a honey bun out of the vending machine and eat it in front of everybody. Because I'm petty. And I don't care.
I'll eat it if it's coming out the box. Like, if it's coming out the box from, like, Pizza Hut, it's coming out the box from, like, you know, the donuts they bring into the office, I'm going to eat
it. I look at some folk car, and when I be walking through the parking lot, and I see y'all some nasty.
Shout out to all the people who going to fold up your entire plate. Because y'all just started dating and you about to go to your new girl house and can't none of them Negroes cook. You finna fold your whole plate in half.
In half.
Hey, listen.
No, all you got to do is just put the napkin on there. You done.
You finna taco that bitch.
You better eat before you go.
That is the rule of thumb. Listen, if you are dating somebody new, eat before you go.
Please.
What, to the Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Just in case.
Eat before you go.
Because it might not be good. And if it is good, you can always get a plate to go on.
Exactly.
Oh.
And remember,
you never heard of
them. You don't know these niggas.
No, I never heard of that.
Remember, you don't know them.
Same time, eh?
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but it's like, what if they've been dating for a while and they got invited?
I've been dating you. I ain't been dating your people.
Yeah.
Now, if you can cook, I might just do a snack. But if I ain't really had your food, I got to eat before I leave the house.
Maybe I'm just greedy because I like food.
Yeah, but when it's nasty, you can't eat it.
Except for the shit you just ate at the office potluck.
Yeah, because I was done.
You gonna learn to stop eating everything. You gonna stop eating off everybody's table.
Just because they give you a plate and a fork don't mean you gotta have
it. Listen. I am who I am. I enjoy food.
Okay, well,
I'm ignorant. If I take a bite of something and I don't like it, my first response is, oh, who made this? And I'm gonna say it real loud and ignorant and ghetto.
Trifling.
Because I need everybody to know, don't try this.
You can't eat everybody potato salad.
Absolutely not.
You can't eat everybody coleslaw.
What?
You can't eat everybody's deviled eggs.
First of all,
don't eat deviled eggs out in public if it get you gas. Let's
yeah.
Cause ain't nothing worse than sitting at the house for Thanksgiving and niggas get the fart and don't nobody know who's doing it. I start asking, who ate them deviled eggs? Cause y'all here lighting it up.
I was just saying.
Go buy you some poopery before you go visit people's house.
Yeah, listen, you gotta have that in your pocket. You spray it in your pocket.
My friend at her house had a poopery in every bathroom.
You better.
That's how
you
do that purpose.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. You gotta spray. Don't you spray it before you go?
Yeah, you spray it before.
Light these people toilet up like that. And put you some wipes in your bag or your pocket.
You sitting on the toilet like Dumb and Dumber, like he was.
Here's another tip: leave your phone in the living room. Ain't nobody got time for you to be scrolling and pooping. We got
a right. Light outside. Yes, light outside.
Exactly.
Keep it pushing, homie.
Other people got to get in here. Right. Literally, keep it pushing. Literally,
we all in this turkey and mac and cheese. Just real cheese in here, man. Let's go.
Listen, some of y'all finna make this Velveeta shells and cheese. You getting ready to make a big pan of it? Just go ahead and kill yourself.
I was thinking the same thing. Kill yourself.
Just go dive in front of some cars.
If you show up at my house with some Velveeta shells and cheese, don't get mad when I knock your pan on the floor.
The relationship is officially over. It's over.
So, I don't care what your relationship is.
I'm not going to be with you for the next 18, 20 years.
The mac and cheese has to be cuttable.
Yes.
Yeah.
The mac and cheese has to be cuttable.
Yeah. Absolutely. You got to. Yeah.
The shells and cheese is for quick nights, I would assume. Like a quick night. Like,
well, I'm gonna tell you. Sometimes for like just a quick, just something I want to just grab and I got a taste for like some mac and cheese, I may do like the white cheddar, like the crab, just something quick.
I'll do the four
just
cheese.
Just something quick.
I like the four cheese.
But
ones.
I'm not. That ain't Thanksgiving mac and cheese. Yes, sir. Wynn has his hand raised. Wynn,
if
Mr. Wynn.
You cook Velveeta shells and cheese. You must write on the pan, this is not mac and cheese. I have to put on there, this is Velveeta.
This is mac and cheese.
Shells and cheese. This is alternative mac and cheese. People see the cheese and they get excited thinking they got real mac and cheese, yeah. And you got some shells in there.
Don't you say this real mac and cheese. I open that foil up and see cuttable. Them damn shells in there.
I'm tossing the whole pan on the floor.
It just gotta be cuttable, that's it.
And then asking who made it and politely escorting them to the door. Get the hell out.
We break it up on site.
On site.
This shit is over before we've only just begun. Until you brought that mac and cheese up in here. Get your ass about here.
I mean, we even told you that was cool. What's wrong with you? Whole family relationship just ruined.
This is Thanksgiving.
How dare you bring that here?
Oh, Lord. Okay,
listen. Are you trying to kill me?
Before we move on real quick, I know we're going to move on. I saw a post the other day that said, ruin Thanksgiving in four words. Y'all know what the first thought that came to my mind was?
Oh, please tell us.
Somebody want to see you outside. It's over. Don't even go, player. Go out the back door.
Wait. Someone want to see
you. Somebody want to see you outside.
That's more than four words.
No, you gotta put them together.
Someone.
No,
gonna...
somebody wanted. So no, somebody want you outside. Was the thing.
Somebody want you outside. Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Okay. Wait. So please enlighten the people, because some people don't know what that means. Please enlighten the people on somebody want you outside.
That mean that you came by Granny's house with your other girlfriend.
Oh, that's exactly what that
and
means.
She done pulled up because she know it's Thanksgiving and you ain't answering the phone. That's
never saw that happen. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Somebody wants you out. I've seen it happen. Oh, Lord, it's not pretty.
That's when you take your phone in the bathroom and you scroll.
Listen, let me give y'all a word to the wise. If you are playing the field out there, you should have broke up with him last week. If you ain't broke up with him now, you in trouble.
Well, yeah.
Because somebody going to act a whole fool in about 5 days.
And that whole
especially
pan
if
of
she
makeshift
likes
mac
food.
And cheese going to be on top of your head.
Especially if your main person or your side person likes food and you don't invite them.
You're right. You know what? I'm going to tell y'all what to do. If you got a side chick and you worried about her popping up on you, make you some Velveeta mac and take it to the house Wednesday night.
Y'all have Thanksgiving together. Free Thanksgiving.
She'll break up with you before Thursday, because she'll know you don't have it all together.
We done lost another damn sponsor. We are so sorry. We will never get no support from Velveeta mac and cheese. It's gone.
It's not mac and cheese. It's shells and cheese.
That's exactly. You know what? That's very true. But if you notice,
well, that's because they're actual shells.
Yeah, they're shells.
They're shells.
The other ones is macaroni.
But if you think about it, notice how all of the like Chick-fil-A, now Popeyes, mm-hmm. has now on their
Their menu.
They have the mac and cheese with like the crust on the
top. Yes, they're trying to compete with black people, but they still will never win against black people. No, they're not going to.
No, you see, we do. Mm-mm. See, okay, for all our white people listening, let me help y'all out. So we do something special to food that it's just. It's called soul food because we don't follow recipes. See, y'all follow recipes. A dash of this and 3/4 of that and a third and 1/2 cups of this. We don't do none of that. We pour and sprinkle.
Until my spirit says
it's enough.
No, that's not the right color. Let's shake some more.
Yeah,
that's what I did.
Yeah, we ain't no recipes. It's like this is the shit to go in here. Just put it in there.
Black folks taste something that ain't even cooked just to make sure the seasoning right on it.
Absolutely.
I've seen people do it. And I said, that's the weirdest stuff I've ever seen.
It ain't even done yet.
Why would you even put it in the oven yet? Why would you do that?
But it's got taste right.
Yeah, they'll taste. They'll season something and then just put a little dab in their mouth to see if the seasoning right on it.
Got to taste right though.
Well, if it's dressing and it hasn't been put in the oven, I'll taste the dressing.
That's what I'm talking about, dressing.
Yeah, because technically, it's cooked. It's cornbread. It's not formed.
Almost cooked. Damn all that.
Okay.
I did it anyway.
Looky here, man.
Put it in the
You got to know if you sage right, the poultry season right, all that. You got to make sure all that. You just don't go in there and taste it then. You just wait till everybody says it's done and you taste the stuff.
Listen, this is a true story. I can't make this up. I went to somebody's Thanksgiving dinner one time. It was a group thing. I won't say their name because just in case they get back to them, I'll tell them to their face and shit was nasty. But anyway, we went to the dinner and so it came around to the dressing and she was stirring it up to like, you know, get it ready.
Oh no.
But this is the part that see is dressing, you ain't supposed to be able to stir it.
If you can stir dressing, it ain't
it's edible. A problem. And this is what she said. I like my dressing wet. I'm like, no.
There's a difference between wet. Wait, no.
That ain't dressing. Like,
it ain't supposed to be soup.
It's not supposed to be soup. You can have your kind of
rich and moist.
Yeah,
it should be moist.
And moist.
It should be moist.
Dressing.
It lightly moist.
Lightly.
No. Like you shouldn't push it and see bubbles.
Right.
Not that moist. That's too moist.
I don't like that super dry dressing either. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the
I don't like this dressing
that you can cut into perfect squares.
You didn't make this in a pan.
But you can have moist dressing that can be cut in squares. You can.
Yeah.
But my thing is this, I don't know no black people that cut it in a square though. Most of them just take a spoon and dip.
It ain't
square.
I've seen some square dressing.
That's a little too thick.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I mean, it's corn. It technically is cornbread, but it ain't cornbread. I don't want no square of dressing on my plate. Anyway, all right. Listen. So for all of you, listen. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Enjoy that time with your family, your friends, your significant others. Enjoy that time. Be thankful because last year this time it was tough. Like Thanksgiving was a rough one. So enjoy this time with your family. Have a good time. All right.
If somebody say they want to see you outside.
You ain't handle your shit right, player. All right. And just a few rules. If they playing spades at the Thanksgiving dinner and you decide to pull up a chair, your ass better know how to play. That's all I'm saying.
Man,
let's run back. If you decide to pull up a chair, you better know how to take score first.
Well, that's
because you got to take score for you. Just
yeah, you play yeah, the tape. Yeah. Just don't be hopping
like
up there.
I don't like taking score though. I'd rather just play.
Mm-mm.
Oh wait, no, you got to know. That's against the rules.
No, you got to know how to. You
can't do that.
And don't renege. Don't renege.
Get slapped.
First of all, well, I guess everybody got their own rules. You know, black people have different rules in different regions. I don't ever really.
This is true.
Score.
This
yeah,
is
black
true.
People don't play none of the games the correct way. We make shit up. Like technically. I think it's a rule in Uno. You're not supposed to stack.
No, yeah, you're not. There's a lot of rules in Uno.
That's what they say.
Yeah,
but we know better.
Let me come around here and I got three draw fours. I'm dropping all. I'm dropping all two. You getting ready to pick up all 12 of these
or
damn cards?
Have y'all ever played it where we throw out a draw four, and then the next person throws out a draw four because they're like, "Oh no, you ain't about to get me."
And
I
it
got
piles up on the next
pick. Yeah,
yeah. You just a casualty.
That's another fake ass rule we done made up.
You shouldn't have sat down. You already knew what it was gonna be. I'm coming for your throat.
I'm just saying, it's you here now.
Here's the next thing you gotta understand: no matter what I call you while the game is going on, I still love you and I'm gonna look after we're done.
Yeah, because
unless you renege, and then now you got to wait till New Year's for this shit get straight. right.
Yeah, you can't. No, it might even be New Year's. You can't.
Because we gonna probably play again.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be a whole conversation.
My last Uno partner I had was so bad I quit playing.
Oh wow.
I walked out.
Oh yeah. Wow.
And went outside. I said I can't do it.
I just want to know, black people take, we take game seriously. We don't play with you.
And they're like, I thought. Nah, man.
Tic tac toe checkers.
We gave you three tries.
My wife will not even be my partner in spades because she'd be like, you take it too far. And I'm like, if we not taking it too far, we ain't playing.
Yeah, we ain't playing. Right. Yeah. So, somebody
got to slam cards on the table.
Somebody got to get offended. I'm going to be the one. Somebody got to cry.
Like, if somebody don't cry, it ain't a holiday.
And then somebody got to be telling somebody, no, I'm not teaching you because you should already know how to play. It's a rite of passage. You
had 11 months to learn.
Right.
I just kind of feel like you're making black people sound like they're abusive or something. We
just a touch. We got to toughen them up before they get to the work. Because if you get to an HBCU and can't play spades, you liable to get your whole ass whooped.
Yeah, you might as well just stay in the dorm. Stay in the dorm. Don't come out. Don't come on the yard. Don't come to the cap.
None of that.
Don't do none of that.
We are preparing these kids.
Do not come to the student center if you have not.
No. Bring your ass down here if
you... You can't play spades, dominoes, Uno, nothing?
Nothing? What good are you?
You grew up with the McAllisters, didn't you? That's what that was.
Listen, so y'all got to enjoy y'all Thanksgiving. Now, before we get up out of here, listen, we got to talk about... So, Ike Turner had 13 wives. I just got to stop right there. He had 13 of them.
Was it just 13? Because they were like his 13th wife, as if
so maybe
there
was he had more. Because somebody, please, we gotta look that
oh,
up.
Oh wait, you know what? No. You know what? It was just 13.
It was 13.
Yeah, it was just 13.
Ike Turner had 13 wives. Now listen, wait a minute. At some point, you gotta get tired of getting married. It just ain't meant to be.
Maybe he just like the word married.
13 wives. That mean at least 11 of them had to be dumb as dog dirt.
Man, listen. At least
11.
Well, yeah, and this is why I said 11, because now he had one before Tina.
Okay.
And Tina thought she could rehabilitate him.
She did. She tried.
But then that means that he had to have 11 more after Tina that obviously saw what happened.
And Ike still looked the same.
Ike still looked the same and was still clearly doing the same thing. Well, maybe if the narcotic hadn't got him, it was just force of habit, I guess.
You know, it's that narcotic.
Well, I think, well, in this article with the 13th wife, based off of what I saw in the article, she basically said that the abuse that he would inflict on her was kind of reminiscent to what her mom would do.
Okay. All right.
So she was triggered by a familiar.
Yeah, so it was almost like this is, for lack of a better way of saying it, normal.
So he got good at picking victims is what it sounds like. He got good at picking victims.
Yeah.
He was able to identify and localize her sort of trauma and be able to, okay.
That makes sense because I didn't even think about that.
Maybe. People say Ike was abusive, but Ike was Ike was smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
He was in many ways.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
He was a businessman.
Yeah, he knew how to manipulate. Look, yes. This is how I knew Ike was about business. Ike told, she said she was tired. She said, I'm tired, Ike. And she said, I'm sorry. And then Ike said,
What'd he say?
Ike said, yeah, you a sorry motherfucker.
We are not laughing at people being abused.
No, we're not laughing at that.
Disclaimer, however, in retrospect,
if you ain't seen What's Love Got to Do with It, Ike had some of the most classic lines you ever want to hear somebody say. Ike was coked out of his mind. He probably don't remember. He probably don't remember none of the 70s.
I remember when Ike was on one of them Judge shows one of them times.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one. It wasn't Judge Judy.
I think it was Judge Joe Brown, honestly.
Was it Joe?
Or was it Matthews?
I'm going to have to look it up.
It was one of them.
It was one of them too.
I'm gonna tell you when I knew Ike was a businessman. When Tina looked at him and when he said Ike and Tina Turner, she said who is Tina? He said you. She said, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was Brandon 101.
You changed my whole name while I was asleep and I didn't even know.
Was passed out, had a baby, almost died, and was like, no, you ain't anime. Your name is Tina.
And she liked it so much she kept it.
And fought for it. Said I want to keep everything.
I mean, to be fair, she performed under that name for how many years? And to go back to the anime book,
what they got
to
do? With the cost of bread.
I don't think nobody was gonna buy no songs from anime.
I mean, they probably would have, but it wouldn't have had the same flair.
It wouldn't have rang like that.
It would not have.
The new single from Anime Book. Nutbush.
Nutbush.
Coming up next, we got What Love Got to Do with It by Anna Mae Bullock. What?
Ooh. What's love?
Private dancer, Anna Mae Bullock. No, thank you.
Keep it. Dancing for money.
Who's church soloist? What you want me
to do? Whoa. We have completely lost it in here.
Okay, we got to get out of here. Listen, okay. We can't talk about Kyrie now. So we done talk
Tina,
about
we love you. Shout out to you, man.
Shout out to Tina. Tina, listen, Tina just, they just sued somebody. The lady looked so much like Tina Turner. Looked so much, they had to sue her for likeness. They were doing like a tribute show, and the lady looked so much like, they had to sue and be like, listen, y'all can't use her on the poster because she looked too much like me.
Wait, what?
And I don't think Tina even did it because, you know, Tina is barely alive. Yeah. Tina is incapacitated. No, yeah. No, real. She's sickly right now.
Well, she is. You know,
she's 99 years old.
Yeah, true. She is. And I'm not laughing.
It's get just, well soon, Tina.
Shout out to Tina Turner. Tina, it was her estate or her manager, whoever it was.
Somebody that wants some money.
Yeah, they was like, no, she looked too much like Tina.
That's crazy to me because it's like, it's a tribute show.
Yeah, it's like, to me, isn't the person supposed to look it
kind of sort of
like all those Elvis impersonators, like, all those Michael Jackson impersonators, like especially that one that's trap Michael Jackson. Was it, you know, the one that's always making trap music, but he sings it in Michael Jackson form? It's
you
great.
You must send that to me.
Oh my god, yeah. It's great.
Is that on Instagram?
It's
YouTube?
On all over the place.
I need a link.
Yes, I need.
Oh my god, I can't believe y'all haven't seen Trap
Remix
Michael
podcast,
Jackson.
We gonna share the link with you too.
Yes, we are.
Yeah,
sure.
See, he got a whole YouTube. Oh, his name is Michael Trapson.
I gotta listen.
Michael Trapson, we want you to come sit in with the remix. How about that?
Man, yes.
Can you come sit in with the remix?
That would be awesome.
I know you listening.
We gotta share. Michael Trapson, we are asking you to come. Listen, come to Houston. Does anybody know where he is? I don't know.
I challenge you to a dance off.
2100 Jackson Street.
Always home.
Where is he from?
That was the last time Jermaine.
So bad,
Jermaine had a
voice.
Shout out to Jermaine and Tito. And Marlon.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
All right.
Shout out to Mama Cat, too. Mama Cat catching it, okay. She's catching it, man. Blanky giving her the blues.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's 30 years old. And that's all I found.
Michael Trapson, we trying to get you on the Remix Podcast. We want you in the studio on the Remix Podcast. We got to do a live interview.
I challenge you to a dance off.
Challenge.
Beat it.
Oh God. All right. Listen, we got it. This is too much foolishness. All right. Let's end like this. One thing everybody is thankful for. What is one thing everybody is thankful for? T2.
My family. I know that's cliche, but I'll go with that.
I like it.
I like it too.
I like it.
Drake?
I am thankful for life.
You stole mine, you dirty dog.
You can have it back. I am thankful for life.
I found it.
What's up?
He's from Philly.
He from Philly. Okay. Now you got to buy your own ticket, but come on down. And leave your pistol at home. Don't bring it to the airport. Please.
Well, I tell you what, now listen, I'm gonna put this down. This is about to be digitally downloaded on wax. Here it is, right here. We're gonna send him the show. If Michael Trapson will come on the show on the Remix Podcast, right here, Creative Mind Studios in Houston, Texas, if he comes, I will buy the flight ticket for him to come, put him up for the day to come to sit in as long as he streams it to his followers on YouTube, Instagram, whatever.
I'm down for it.
I'll do the transportation.
Bam! There it is.
I'll make food.
Don't bring none of that shit you had at the look. Don't nobody want this strawberry surprise. You tried.
I don't know what the hell that was. I see. Oh God.
It was tangy and
rough around
sour
the edges.
Milk. With strawberries in it.
It's sweet and sour. Now, wait a minute.
One minute they love you, the next minute they don't.
Okay, we gotta go. All right, listen, y'all enjoy y'all's Thanksgiving. Shout out to the holidays, man.
Absolutely,
the holidays.
Like, listen to Christmas music all day.
Listen,
in my mind,
I was just getting ready to say that. Listen, Christmas don't stop for black people until we hear.
I got a different one.
What's that?
My song, Christmas. It ain't Christmas for me until I hear "What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas."
Oh, shout out, yeah.
That's my number.
What do the lonely do at Christmas?
Because all the rest of the Christmas music, I listen to it all year long. But that one, I got to save till it get cold outside.
Yeah, it's got to be cold.
Got to be cold outside.
Got to be cold.
The one that one of my friends put me on is Gee Whiz, It's Christmas. Gee Whiz, It's Christmas. Okay, y'all don't know.
Go ahead and send me the link.
Yes, I don't know that one. But
hello there, Merry Christmas, how you been? Y'all remember that?
No, I missed that one.
Y'all suck.
Wait a minute.
Why you gotta be so violent? Why you woke up this morning and chose violence?
I'm excited about the holidays because it's Christmas everywhere. Like, the wreaths are going up, the lights are everywhere. Like, they prep it.
Nobody stole yours, did they?
Hell no, I ain't putting none up.
I know what I'm thankful for.
Traumatized.
I know exactly what I finally realized what it is. This year, I'm gonna be able to give everybody a gift for Christmas.
Okay.
Aww. Everybody I come in contact with.
That's what's up.
I'm gonna give them a hearty Merry Christmas. Bottom of my heart. And you know what else I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go to Sam's and I'm gonna buy as much hot chocolate as I can. I'm gonna just keep some packets in my pocket and I'm gonna just hand out packets to everybody. Merry Christmas.
I like it.
But I'm all for hot chocolate. Wouldn't it be nicer if you put it in a card and then gave out the chocolate?
No. Cause then I have to buy a card. Buying hot chocolate. Now leave me the hell alone.
Cause you got like 8 to 10 gifts in the box.
In the box.
For $1.
I think it's 12 packets in the box.
It could very well be.
It's 50 packets in a Sam's box of hot chocolate.
Look at the Lord. Why would he do it?
50. And it only costs like six some odd bucks. The only reason I know is because I just bought some.
Oh man, look, I'm gonna start giving strangers hot chocolate. Man, listen, I'm going tomorrow. Everybody's getting a Christmas gift from me.
Hot chocolate for everybody.
Everybody.
I might steal that idea though. That sounds good.
That's actually a neat
Carnation,
idea.
Carnation, Nestle, it don't matter what brand.
Swiss Miss.
Now you gotta get your own marshmallows.
Now what I'm saying, I was just gonna say about the marshmallows. What's interesting about the marshmallows is you can see them when you pour it in the cup, but by the time you add the water, the marshmallows gone. Why them put them little ass marshmallows
they're
in here?
Freeze dried.
It's cocaine.
Oh, they're cocaine.
It melts.
Oh.
We gonna mess around. We gonna mess around. Somebody gonna be like cease and desist on the show. They done told us we put cocaine in the hot chocolate.
The fans knocking it up.
We heard on the remix, y'all getting people high around here.
Y'all trafficking cocaine in Swiss Miss packets. Wait a minute.
Listen, I'm gonna be like American Gangster, 20% if y'all decide to do that. My 20%.
My man.
I'm just saying. All right, we gotta get up out of here. Listen, enjoy your holidays, enjoy your Thanksgiving. We'll be back with you as we conclude this season of the remix. We coming back one more month to conclude the season, and we may have something special for y'all in 2022, but we'll see. For everybody, for T2, for WYNN, we'll holla.
I holla.
Peace.